listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
If you fall too hard, you will die.
You're gonna fall.
Just chain smoking cigs with drinking out of the pot.
Technical point, that's communal. If this was the dumping spot, there would be no way for you to reasonably tell.
What happened to you, you sad man?
Car accident.
Jesus. First drunk driver.
We're so proud of him.
You walk out.
Keep it $150, young fella.
Can he get this feeling back? Hope, a life.
You're not gonna find it here. I would like to introduce you to your second disorder, sleep disorder.
Trying to end this, just have it all be over.
Bastard.
Motherfucker, fucking gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Alright, so give me a quick recap of the last session.
Trailer park.
She's gotten worse over this week.
I know, dude.
Dementia's really coming quick.
Yeah, she's...
The case is taking a toll on her, man.
She's, like, way past her breaking point.
She's just been rolling for it.
She broke, like, three times at this
point.
All right.
I want to make this clear. I want to make sure that everyone understands this. When you hit zero sanity, what happens? I want to make sure that the wording on this is clear so you completely understand it. When you hit zero sanity, what happens?
Do you just die?
No.
You just go insane?
Yes, with a caveat. Your character falls under the control of me. Inside out, up and down, I run your character. I want to make sure that everyone at this table understands that when you hit zero sanity, you are my property. Just want to say that. Because you're completely batshit, institutionalized, insane.
Crazy.
Makes sense. Crazy. Honestly.
So if that ever happens, I don't want anyone to be surprised when I have you doing some wacky business. What's a worse death? What's a worse character death? Would you rather get shot or... go bucktooth bananas?
I think it would feel kind of interesting, actually.
I was
gonna
say, going crazy would be kind of cool.
Just that slow descent, you know?
And you guys,
all of a sudden,
you guys have been doing a good job of that.
Our wieners.
You guys have been doing a good job of that. I think one of the things that's super interesting about Delta Green is like this. It's not a snap. Yeah, there's breaking points where you get these disorders, but it is a slow, gradual decline in your mental state that I think you guys have been playing really, really well. Haven't said it. I don't think that I've said it at all. You guys are killing it. I do want to say.
There's a lot of that. I didn't think you would keep a lot of like the stuff we talked about before, but I love it.
Yeah,
like
it's
you
cool.
Keeping all the names that he took pictures of at the shit.
Yeah,
plan.
I kept in you talking about the names at the poop shoot.
No way.
Because like I said, that's attractive. That's true. We're dudes. We're just guys being dudes. Because God's honest truth, I feel like I want it to be this way, and I feel like it is. No, you know what? I'll take that back. I feel like it's close. I feel like we're not there yet. To the point where these microphones aren't in front of us. We're not there yet. I'll say it. That's my honest assessment.
Oh, no.
This is what I'd be doing without the mics.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. We're getting a little more comfortable. So. With 3/4 of the violent crimes unit making their way over to the trailer park and the last 1/4 making his way back to the police station, we will pick up with Caleb behind the wheel driving. The police station comes into sight. You pull in. And what do?
My police cruiser there.
It is.
Switch out into it.
Okay. make your way out. Probably got the keys on the same key ring or maybe in your pocket. Open it up. Get in the driver.
Yeah. Hit the radio. Right.
Mm-mm.
No?
You didn't radio in, dude.
Oh, fuck. I got you for that.
Uh-huh. So at this point, you guys are pulling up to the trailer park. You get a...
Talk to me. Need anything? Need me to meet you anywhere? Trailer park.
Hang up the radio.
Hang up the radio. And then?
Head to the trailer park.
To the trailer park. The three of you guys, like I said, you guys are pulling up to that long, winding road that leads up to the trailer park. Where are you parking? At this point, you're at the bottom of, like, that big S hill. And also, I'm sorry to just put in there, any conversations that happen on the way there? Anything that you guys talk about? Anything like that?
Yeah. Isaac, you got any cassettes in this truck? Any cassettes?
You want some music?
We might see Boombox Man. Chuck. No. Charles.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah, let me get something. I reach across the two, open up my glove box. I'm digging around, around.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Led Zeppelin 1.
Oh! Oh!
He's got it.
He'll like this. I want to park, like, not as far back as last time when I was, like, trying to be unhidden, but yep. I don't want to pull right up to the trailers.
Okay. Easy enough to kind of make your way up to maybe about halfway between, like, the base of this road that leads up to the trailer park, and it's not like a super conspicuous, like, there's a car on the side of the road. Like, you're able to pull off and make yourself inconspicuous enough to park there.
All right. You ready?
You're gonna make a man in a cane walk this far?
You wanna wait here?
Nah, get out.
Get out too.
Everybody gets out.
Sorry, Jer. She can't risk spooking anyone that might be there.
It's alright.
I got my gun. I like switched my like holster where now my left hand can fucking withdraw.
You lost your left hand.
I mean, I don't change my holster.
You don't need that hand, dude.
Yeah, I don't even need it. Okay.
Make your guys' way up to the trailer parks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walking, can we see Charles?
Walking up the path, eventually you can see a beacon in the cold night, a bonfire in a barrel that glows, casting out this light. Pretty far. Farther than you'd expect. Behind it, you see a figure standing there, along with another figure to his right. Now, these mobile homes kind of line either side and then go up and to the left. He's kind of situated on this corner, walking through. Where are you guys heading?
I kind of want to talk to this guy first.
Let's do it. Start walking.
Walk your way up, trudging through the snow, and I can imagine this scene of just this darkness. There's no moon in the sky that can illuminate anything other than this barrel fire, and you guys are in darkness, trudging through the snow until eventually, illuminated by this barrel fire, you can see, maybe about like 20, 30 feet away, a figure who you recognize as Charles. To his right, another figure who has been there prior before, one of his friends, perhaps. He looks up as you guys approach.
I'm like, as we're like walking up, I kind of like do like a haphazardly salute, kind of. Mm-hmm.
Gives like, you a nod.
How's he looking?
The same. I don't know if you saw him last time, but the last time some of you guys saw him, he was wearing a suit. At this point, he is not, but it looks like... Roll search.
On a 68.
You can see that he's wearing a button-up shirt under what looks like a very, very heavy coat. He's still got his eye bandaged, and he's just kind of standing there. Doesn't look cold. He's not shivering. Kind of putting his hands out towards the fire and rubbing them together and pressing them out.
Okay. Yeah, woke up. I'm like, Charles, how's it going, man?
It is going. Have not seen you in quite some time. Have you made any headway?
One step back, two steps forward. You know how it goes. Being homeless at all. Don't get that out. Cut that out.
I'm keeping that in. Fuck, no. He looks over at Ray. You were here too.
I know. I'm a.
Staying with a buddy. His girl came in.
Listen, we both know what was up. I look at Roy's hand. I kind of glance at it.
You got it hidden here or no?
As like I see him look at it and I kind of pull it out.
I don't want to really explain myself. But, and he's looking disheveled too, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, everybody looks fucked up.
Yeah.
Even you. I mentioned this to...
I feel like I look strung out.
To Caleb, like everybody has been through some shit. Everybody looks kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
It's all right, kid. I had you pegged as 5-0. You're good.
We've already committed a lot to this case. If you could... Just help us out another time. I want to toss the tape to him.
Mm-hmm. And he grabs it.
You'll like that one.
Hot damn. Puts it in his pocket.
Listen, this trailer. Nancy's trailer. Have you seen any activity recently? Anything?
Nope. Dead as a doornail. Nothing in, nothing out.
Can I roll human on that?
Sure.
She's dead.
26 on a 79.
She's dead, the woman there?
Yeah, Nancy Gossman.
How'd she die?
It's being presumed a suicide at the moment.
Success?
Mm-hmm.
Big pause. He was thinking. Might be hiding something.
Mm.
Well, that's a shame. I'm sure she was a good woman. What about the kids?
Little girl's missing, too.
That's a shame.
You don't seem so surprised by any of this.
I don't quite care. Well, I care, but...
Well... You care about that baby of hers?
Oh, yeah, she was pregnant. She lost it.
She lost it. Lost the baby. She's gone. Her daughter's missing.
There's people in this world who are not able to keep an eye, and he winks his eye, on what's important. Family, which I got none of, is important. I'm sad for her. I'm sad for her kids more than anything. Be honest with you. But, I mean, anyone in this trailer park can tell you she was an addict. You could be an addict and not have no one and you're fine, you're your own matchstick burning, but when you bring that lit match home and something catches ablaze, don't be surprised.
Still, though, I get it's all the same, but can't help but feel like it's a tragedy, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Is it snowing, or is it just snow on the ground?
No, just snow on the ground from the night prior.
Are there footsteps leading into the trailer? Because I know we're kind of, like, across the way.
We'll search.
'68 on a '68.
Yes, there is. Two sets of boot prints.
Okay.
Caleb, at this point, you make your way to the trailer park.
Did I see their car?
If you're at the base, if you do you drive up?
Yes.
Yeah, you do see their car.
Park it like halfway between the entrance to the trailer park and where their car is.
Okay. Gotcha.
A little bit further up.
Park.
Look, Charles, full transparency, man. I see some footprints leading into the trailer. You sure you ain't seen anybody?
I ain't seen nothing.
Is he making eye contact with me?
Eye contact? Singular eye?
Yes, single eye contact.
Yeah.
Alright.
And to be clear, this isn't like heavy snow out front of these trailers. A lot of it has been cleared, but Nancy's in particular has not been. Obviously, because, you know, who would clear it?
So the footsteps, how far can you see that they lead? Like, where do they come from?
The light, the only visible light here is just from the bonfire. If you were to get a close look, take your flashlights out, you might be able to find out more. Caleb, where are you heading?
Are they all standing around the barrel?
You make your way up the hill, crest the hill, and you can see three figures standing across from two figures at the barrel.
Yeah, I head up.
Make your way out.
Do we kind of like see like headlights pulling up or?
No, no headlights.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear him approaching when he gets close.
Okay.
I'm going to go look around this trailer.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Yeah, I want to do a perimeter.
I'm following. If I see them disperse, I'd catch them instead of going to Charles.
Yep, and you kind of catch them on like a Pythagoras' theorem, kind of, as the crow flies.
Charles, see me?
You don't know.
Okay.
Oh. You guys hear Caleb approach from your right.
Cool. Yeah. I kind of, like, give Charles a wave. I'm like, Charles, thanks, man. Maybe we'll be talking in a little bit. We're going to check the trailer out.
Sure thing.
See Caleb, and I'm kind of, like, wait as he's approaching.
Yep.
What's up, man? Where'd you go?
Searching. Similar to this. Back to where we all started, I guess, and retracing my steps. What's the point of being here?
We're gonna look through Nancy's and Ray put together a list of potential places, anything where we might be able to find. And I look around and I say, Lang, Atkins, anybody.
Yeah, smart. I mean, me and you, last ones in there, we presume we know how it used to look.
Absolutely.
See if anything changed.
Yep. So we're all kind of splitting up now, gonna search the trailer. Start walking.
Okay. So, you haven't said it, but I'm imagining flashlights are out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I'm not going to make you roll search. Easy enough to see that the footprints that lead up, two sets of footprints that you can see, you get a little bit closer, you notice that it's three. One looks...
oh, God.
Wrong pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Two sets of footprints look about the same. The other one looks just a little bit smaller. Not child size, but just a little bit smaller. They lead back to what looks like tire tracks. Now, these tire tracks go up and behind the trailer. You can see them. They're pretty deep. They haven't been hidden at all.
I'll go check out the tire tracks.
Following the tire tracks?
Yeah.
Make your way back to the back of the trailer, and you can see that the lights are on in the trailer through the windows. All the curtains are drawn, though. You're on the left side of the trailer, and you make your way back. You can see that the tire tracks lead to what looks like a... You would imagine a car covered by a tarp.
I'm sorry, the lights are on in the trailer?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
All right. And you can only notice it at this distance because all the curtains were drawn and they look like heavy curtains. So at this point, you can only see just slivers of light that are cutting through when the two curtains meet each other.
And the car is covered in a tarp.
You imagine so, yes. You imagine it's a car.
Okay.
I want to walk up to the car.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if everyone's still outside. Yeah, I'm just kind of like, just peek under the tarp.
White.
Truck, car.
Car?
Sedan.
Maybe. Peel a little bit more back.
Yeah.
LFPD cruiser. You can see the big insignia on the front of the car, like the side of the car. This emblem that kind of sticks out there. You can see into the car. It doesn't look like anything's on the front or the back seats that you can see immediately. You lift it up even further. You can see the antenna. The one thing that you don't notice in this cruiser, which it has been the case in all previous cruisers that you've seen before, there's no radio in this car.
Okay. I just want to write down the plates. That's all. And like, do I recognize the plates? No.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to write them down. Turn and say, "Who's fucking? Who else's car would this fucking be?
Maybe he's in there right now.
We wouldn't know. Like, oh, this is Lang's. We know what Lang's cruiser looks like. That's just a sea of the same cruiser.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Lights are on.
You're not going to see a fucking coffee pot sitting in the passenger seat."
I was more looking to see if we knew that it was gone from the station, like his spot was empty.
Nope, didn't notice it.
Okay.
Can I, when we go over to the car and they're looking, I want to look back at Charles.
Mm-hmm.
What's Charles doing?
Looks like he's just warming his hands by the fire, minding his own business.
Okay, he's minding his own business. All right. You stay here. I'm gonna go back to my car, give him a call. Alright. I'll tell him to do something for you.
Well, keep your ears pressed. See if we hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take a walk back to the car.
Ray making his way back to the car. Where are you three stationed?
Back of the trailer where this car is.
Okay.
Pressed up against the side.
Yeah, my fucking ear is pressed up against this wall right now.
Mm-hmm.
But can it be like on the side of the house where I could also see Charles? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, you're familiar with the layout of this. You know, if you are on that side where you can see Charles and still listen in, that it would be on the kitchen side.
Okay.
It's not a big trailer.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Ray, you eventually make your way back to the car. It takes you maybe about 5 minutes. Truck, I should say.
All right, I hop in.
Mm-hmm.
I get on the radio.
Detective Raymond J. Hoyt, foreman Aaron Lang, officer Aaron Lang. Give me a ring.
No response. Roy Caleb, roll alertness.
Why not me?
Because you didn't say you were listening.
I'm with them in the same spot.
37 on a 73.
They have better ears than you.
58 on a 77.
You guys hear within the trailer a, but that's it. Unmistakable. You've been in this line of work for a decent amount of time. You can tell that a radio has gone off within the trailer.
I start to walk in. I start to slowly walk into the trailer.
Right up his ass.
Yeah.
Jerry, hand on gun.
I want to say, do you guys want me here? Do you want me to watch a window or what?
Jerry says, holding a cane. Yeah.
Somebody's got to keep an eye on Charles. I don't know why. He's our
Can
only
I stay
witness.
On like the side? Isn't there a window on like the side that I could see Charles from 2?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about jumping up the window.
No, I'm just saying the window that you were...
If anyone tried to get out of it.
I just thought it was funny the last time you were at this window.
I just want to keep an eye on Charles and...
You're not good with windows, man.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
Yeah, it's easy enough to kind of stay on that window and keep an eye on Charles.
Just in case someone tries to jump out of the window.
No, yeah, it's good.
Absolutely, dude.
No, I'll fuck him.
Yeah.
Start whacking him with my cane.
Front door.
Yeah, sleeve. Just put the sleeve over my hand. I know that the fingerprints have never fucking worked, but sleeve over the, you know, door handle. Mm-hmm. Pull it open.
Okay.
Just kind of use the other one and just...
Yeah, well, I got one hand. I don't know.
It can't leave fingerprints, is all I'm saying.
Ray, what are you doing?
Oh, the nub.
After you send that message. No response at this point. It's been maybe like a minute and a half.
Open airways now. Like, well, like, obviously.
Yo, Lang. Open up, dude. Come on. We know where you're at.
No response. You guys at the front door can hear that clearly. Through the door.
Any shuffling around when that happens?
Roll alertness.
Can I roll alertness as well?
Yeah. 15 on a 73.
51 on a 77.
You guys don't hear anything.
Yeah, door open. Carefully, like eyes looking all over this trailer as soon as the door.
Two doors. There's storm the front, door. The screen door, the storm door, and then the door.
Okay. I'll hold the storm door open and I'll just nod to Caleb, like, get in there.
Oh, fuck. Start opening the door, but do similar to what we did sort of at the Golden King, where you open it
and
just to crack it.
Sweep?
Yeah, open it. No, open it, give it a second, like, let it be open.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can see anything real quick.
Okay.
And if not, then enter.
Okay. Open the door. Quickly look around. I'm not going to make you roll. You don't see anything alarming or alerting. No people, no persons, except for a radio that is on the center table. You also see some playing cards scattered around it.
Lang, you in here?
From the door, still kind of cracked halfway open, you yell. No response.
Walk in. Walk up to the radio.
Step up. Walk into the radio. You follow?
I'm looking, I guess, the only off-room, bathroom, bedroom.
Bathroom on the right, bedroom on the left. You guys step in. The screen door closes behind you. Do you guys close the door or keep the door open?
I keep the door open.
Okay.
All right, is the bedroom door closed?
Bedroom door is closed. Bathroom door is closed. A second passes while you guys step up. You're making your way to the radio. What are you doing?
Seeing if I listen, hear any movement in either of the closed rooms. Are they both on the same side?
No, they're on opposite ends.
Then the bedroom.
Okay, make your way, start walking over. Roy, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going towards the radio. Where's that at?
The radio's right in the center of the room on a coffee table.
Walk up to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Quick inspection, visual inspection.
Mm-hmm. Start looking it over. What are you looking for specifically?
Like, honestly... wires attached to it, like fucking anything. I'm concerned that if I tamper with the radio, I'll get hurt.
It looks immediately completely normal. However, as you start making your way, this happens in maybe a matter of seconds. The bathroom door crashes open. The bedroom door crashes open. Greg Atkins comes out from the bedroom door. Aaron Lang comes out from the bathroom door, both holding shotguns aimed at you. Hands up. Aaron Lang shouts, looking at both of you. Put your fucking hands up right now. Hands.
I do
my hands up.
Jerry, you hear this.
As quiet as I can, slowly walk up to the front door.
Make your way.
And am I able to see Ray?
You're making your way there. This is all going to happen moment by moment here. You're starting to make your way across and over. Aaron Lang, shotgun pointed at you.
Roy's hands are up and mouth fucking just gaping open.
Don't fucking move. Don't make a fucking move.
Lang.
Shut up. How fucking long?
How long?
Tell me that.
How long what?
How long have you been working for them? Tell me that.
Roy starts to a fucking single tear down his cheek. Lang.
No one's fucking. What are you talking
Shut
about?
Shut the fuck up. I'm not stupid. Greg's not stupid either. How fucking long?
Lang, I swear to you. Ray, Jerry, Caleb, and I are all here, and that's it.
No. No. I'm not stupid, okay?
What the fuck are you talking
I'm glad you're fucking here. Okay. You're gonna sit down, you're gonna tell me everything about Dan, about Minneapolis, everything.
Where the fuck is my dog, Lang?
You guys hear the radio go off in the corner? Aaron Lang looks over at it. I'm not fucking around.
That's a
You shut the fuck up. Don't open your mouth. I'm not talking to you.
It's a good point. Where's, what'd you do with the dog?
He looks back at Roy.
Where's the kid? Where's LaRocca at? Where's the kid?
He's dead.
How?
Doesn't matter. He fucking died. It doesn't matter. Answer me now. How long? Last time I'm gonna ask before I fucking paint your brains on the wall. Don't. Not now.
We're not.
You think I'm stupid, right? You think I'm stupid? You think Greg's stupid? Greg made two copies of all those fucking documents, all right? And they were handed over to you guys. We got the other copies. We went through it. You think we're dumb? We know all about it. We know about Longo. We know about everything.
About Longo? What are you talking about?
You don't have time to play
Lang,
dumb.
Lang, we don't fucking know what you're talking about. I swear to you.
He uses his foot and pulls out a stool. Sit.
He
steps back.
I say, listen, at this very moment, everyone from the fucking day shift is working night shift. Longo has everyone
Greg
working.
Atkins cuts you off, looks over at Caleb, and he's also got a shotgun. On your knees.
Why?
Knees.
Fine.
Jerry, at this point you make your way over and you can kind of like peek in through and you can see this.
I can't see Ray where I'm at.
No.
How far is the car?
Out of view. Halfway down the hill, maybe about 70 yards.
Fuck.
Aaron Lang continues with the shotgun pointed at you. It doesn't make any fucking sense, right? No. We talked to RJ. RJ said he knows this fucking guy. He's talked to him before. You don't do anything about it? You don't give a fuck?
What guy?
And he points at Caleb. No. No, now it makes sense, right? This whole time, we've been trying to fucking solve the case, and all these people die. Weiss dies. McAllister dies. I saw his body, you know, when we went over there.
Did you find the...
Shut the fuck up. You're not talking.
A tape recorder.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you even look for it?
Points the gun back at Roy.
Lang.
Tell him to shut up. And he points at Caleb. Tell him to shut up.
Lang.
Shoves the gun a little bit closer. Kind of motions towards
what do,
it.
And as a fuck, what do we have to do? And I say calmly. What do we have to do to convince you that, one, we don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. And two, we are on your side.
I'm convinced. I'm already convinced.
I look at Atkins. What the fuck happened?
Atkins kind of steadies himself, points the gun back. No, I mean, it makes sense. It all makes sense. All these people end up dying. Aaron told me. All these people. Royce Clay, he knew about all this stuff. And you guys investigate and find out he's dead? Mike McAllister, you guys killed him. He knew too much. Right? We're not stupid. So you're going to sit there and you're going to tell us everything that you know. And we're going to take it from here.
We killed Doug Caliburn. That's fucking Dan Winter's number two man, right-hand man. We killed him. And I say, have you not fucking seen the stub at the end of my wrist, man?
Do I need to send backup down there, boys? Caleb. You here? Sarge?
No response.
Am I in reaching distance of the radio?
I would say no. Roy is. there's no conversing. There's no conversation. You're going to talk. This is Aaron Lang speaking. Now, okay, because you've been playing me along, doing all this shit, and then the coffin goes missing under your guys' watch. You don't think that that's a coincidence, right? There are no fucking coincidences. And then all this shit, right? Greg's documents. Longo works with Dan Winters and then gets a promotion right after. You think that's a coincidence too? No, there is no coincidence. And he cocks the gun.
Where's the girl?
Talk.
Lying.
Talk. How long? Last time I'm asking.
It never happened. Never. I promise you. Look.
Prove it. Prove it. Fucking prove it, please.
Let me get on that radio.
I am going to send the whole fucking station down there if I don't get a goddamn response.
Aaron Lang turns over. Bang! Gunshot rings out as the radio is smashed into bits and pieces. Jerry, you hear that? Everybody in here, the gunshot rings out, and Aaron Lang cocks it back again. Loads in another one. Prove it. Prove it. Tell me. Tell me something. Give me fucking anything, Sarge. Please.
I need all units to respond to the trailer park. All units, respond to the trailer park.
Did we hear that?
No.
No.
No, you guys did not hear
that.
Is that
broken?
Response comes back.
Nate Merritt en route along with Dwayne Gaines. Bill Middleton pulling out from the hospital en route as well. Warren Wright, Jay Ortega, Shane Whitaker en route. ETA, 15 minutes.
Aaron Lang, and you can see he's shaken, and this does not look like the Aaron Lang that you knew. His hair is a mess, bags under his eyes.
Lang, this is the guy? Really? Him?
Who?
This is your buddy? Your best friend here?
We got it fucking figured out. No, shut the fuck up. You're not fucking talking. I told you to tell him to shut up. Tell him to shut up.
Did this guy have it figured out?
Tell him to shut up!
Lang. What, a week ago? Gave up his niece?
Tell him to shut up!
Working with RJ?
Lang.
I will fucking kill you. I will fucking kill you. I swear to God, I'll fucking kill you.
Look. You do not want to call Ray's bluff. Alright? I'm not gonna lie, you just fucked up by shooting that radio.
Don't tell me I fucked up. Alright? Because you fucked up. Because you had the chance to kill me. In Golden King, you had the chance to leave me there. You had the chance.
And we would never.
And now I know all of this shit. You're going down. Dan's going down. Everybody's going down. You got it fucked up.
He can take Dan down. Tell us how.
He aims the gun towards you, Caleb, and he gets close.
If you have a direct question besides how long, go ahead and ask.
Where is Dan now?
Does Atkins look as fucking irritated as him?
Roll human intelligence.
30 on fucking something high. 80.
Greg Atkins looks like he's following Aaron Lang. Following. Aaron Lang's got the gun up. Jerry, what are you doing, dude?
Can I walk? If I walk in, someone dies. That's my thought here. If I walk in, someone dies. Whether it's me or you guys, someone's gonna die. Jerry is sitting there like, Jerry's fucked up. He can barely fucking move. He does not want to go in rushing in this situation unless he has Ray.
What are you doing?
I'm going to walk to, as fast as I can, to the back of the house, back to the window that I was watching, the bedroom window.
Okay.
And I want to throw something at it, at the window.
Okay. We'll say this is going on while this conversation inside is happening. Yeah. You're able to find a brick easily enough.
Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I throw it, I want to walk back to the front door.
Okay. Are you trying to break the glass, or are you trying to find a pebble to kind of knock against it? Tell me what the goal is here.
I'm breaking the glass.
Okay.
And then I'm walking to the front door.
Hobbling on your cane
hobbling
to the front
to
door.
The front door.
Okay.
Can I get out of my car? I want to leave the radio there. I want to, with like I'm in fucking just Iraq, just bold ass rifle, just walking around. Okay. I want to go walk basically up to Charles.
He's gone.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's gone, and you don't know why.
Okay. I want to. All right, so I am approaching. I see the barrel of fire is lit or not lit?
Lit.
And no one is there.
No occupants. You also see Jerry, who... Okay. You know what? We're entering combat. We are entering combat moment by moment here. Ray, you are by the barrel of fire. Jerry, you are about to throw a brick through this window. Caleb, you are on your knees. Roy, you are in a stool.
I don't... If he's not at the barrel, I do not want to go right up to the barrel.
Okay. All right.
Because that's where the...
You're probably, like, equidistance between the barrel and the trailer.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
We're going to start with Jerry. Jerry, what are you doing?
Picking up the brick. Throwing it out the window.
Brick flies end over end, crashes through. Everybody who's in the trailer hears this crashing sound from behind Greg Adkins, who turns around with his shotgun pointed out. His back is now towards you two. We are going to now go to Ray. And then you guys get to pick who wants to go first.
So did I heard...
You heard this? You heard a crash. Not sure where it came from, who, what happened, anything like that.
Is the trailer park door... Or trailer park. Trailer door open? Right?
It is open, but the screen door is closed.
So I can see in.
You have to get a little bit closer, well, but yeah.
Yeah, you could see in.
Theoretically.
No, I want to spend this turn sort of combo walking perimeter, and also I am seeking the three homeless guys. I mean, specifically Charles, but like I'm looking for other people that are not you two, Jerry, or like Lang, or you know. What I
mean. Okay, roll alertness.
51 on an 80.
Okay, making your way kind of closer to the trailer while also keeping like a eye out in either direction. You don't see anyone who hasn't been mentioned kind of out, milling about. And you don't know that a gunshot has gone off, but a gunshot has gone off and no one is out and about or doing anything. That's going to be the end of your turn.
Yeah. Can the way I swept be more, not towards the back of the house, the front, like, you know, sweeping across the house?
Yeah, sure, yes. Sure. Who's going first? Roy.
Yeah.
Aaron Lang, gun in your face.
Okay.
Tell me fucking anything. Tell me something. Tell me why I shouldn't fucking paint your brains right now. I want to believe you. I want to listen to you, but all of these things add up. All these people involved in the case are dead when you get involved. Longo's been working with Dan Winters. And the coffin is missing under your watch. I'm not fucking stupid, okay? Tell me.
If Longo is working with Winters, I will gladly work with you to fucking take him down. Look, you need to calm down before a fucking storm hits this trailer, all right? You need to calm down, please.
I need you to roll psychotherapy for me.
Fuck.
Did anybody put anything into that?
I have a 13. I must have failed it once. Or something. Oh no, we haven't.
45 on a 10.
I'm not fucking crazy, okay? I'm a fucking detective. I'm a detective. Shaking the gun in your face. What do you do?
Is his finger on the trigger?
Yes. On the trigger. Not on the guard, like you have been trained.
Fuck, man. I still want to try to convince him.
Go ahead.
Lang, and I say very quickly, I'm like, we fucking killed Doug Caliburn. Fucking, I lost my hand. I stick my hand back up. Jerry got a fucking hole bit out of his stomach. I don't know what else you want me to tell you, Lang. I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
And your turn over to Caleb.
Lang, we came to find you. Protection. Heard you grab a girl. Thank you.
You came to fucking kill me. That's what you came to do.
My gun drawn when I walked through that door?
Where are the other two?
Looking for you, making sure you're safe.
You're a fucking liar.
Like you said. You want to be convinced. Be open to it.
Anything else you do?
You have a chance here, Lang. Get nobody hurt. We could do what you said. Talk. But that window's closing.
You guys sitting there heard that crash from behind Greg Atkins. Greg turns around, steps into the room, and you hear him. Well, both you guys roll alertness.
28 on a 73.
97 on a 77.
Caleb, you overhear him say, are you guys okay? Did something happen? Not in that tone, but like, you guys okay? What happened? His back is to you. You can't see anyone else in there. Back up to Jerry.
I'm walking back to the front door.
Making your way to the front door. That's probably all you can do in this turn. Okay. But you're at the front door. You can see around, especially because you have to understand your movement is hobbled here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ray.
Now that I'm looking at the front, I want to kind of, not stealthily, just like, you know, like cloaked, move as what I think is obstructed view from them to the door while trying to like strafe, see different lines of sight inside as close as I need to get.
Okay.
I'm
gun drawn? At this point, would Ray have a reason to draw his gun?
Yeah, but I'm not like aiming down sights. I kind of have it in my hands because Okay. Yes, I'm like, what the fuck? They were supposed to knock on the door.
Well, can you not?
I've been calling
for me then
for minutes.
Yeah. You know.
And
what?
I heard the.
You know what? I will say you're able to see Jerry come around the side, and he's like maybe like stepping up to the stairs to get.
Dude, okay. So the second I see him,
you probably don't see him, Jerry, but Ray sees him.
The second I see him. Oh, you don't see me. I'm just like wide-eyed. I kind of hunker down and aim down sights.
Okay. Anything else you're doing?
I also would like to say, like, I'd imagine, like, I have cane in left hand, like, pistol in my right.
Okay.
At this point.
Sure.
So, like, I would assume if you see me with my gun out, like.
Yeah, I just want to hunker down in a spot where I think if, like, someone walked out the door, like, I could fucking, they're done.
Okay. End of your turn. Aaron Lang with the gun in his hand. Look. You have not been very fucking convincing thus far. Alright? If you are not fit to do this case, right? If you're working for them, I will fucking kill you. I'm not fucking around. I'm not kidding. Every single piece of evidence that I have poured over points towards you in on it. I don't care. Answer me this question, and if you answer fucking wrong, I swear to God, Roy, I will fucking kill you. RJ sat on that couch and said that he worked personally with Caleb, and you did nothing. Why?
I didn't believe it. You took everything.
You took everything else that he said as fact. Everything. Except for that.
Okay, maybe at first I took everything he said as fact.
He points the gun close to you.
But I still don't fucking believe it, man. Do you believe it? You know him! You know all of us!
I don't know any of you!
Were you,
Shut the fuck up!
Just trying to shed light on the situation.
Shut up!
Heard you went to the hospital, right? Did you hear the description of the nurse?
Of course I did. And where were you?
What did RJ tell us? He said Marsha wasn't involved. Points to him being a liar. All I'm saying. It's not like we took everything he said for gospel.
Okay. Fuck. Fuck. He shakes the gun. Rubs his eye. I want to do right here. I want to do right by these kids and her and everyone involved. You've been working for Longo and Longo's been working for him. What conclusion would you come to?
I get it. You gotta drop the gun, man, because if they see you in here holding that, please just drop the gun.
Why? Don't tell me this isn't worth dying over. You'd die over this. I know you would.
Everyone in this trailer is halfway there, man. Look around. Drop the gun. I slowly start to stand up, just very slowly.
And the gun's like by his side and he... Fuck. Fuck. Clatters to the ground.
Grab the gun, walk out. Grab the gun, walk out front, and I'm like...
Combat. Grab the gun. Greg Atkins turns around, looking kind of confused. Still with the shotgun in his hand. Kind of like bites his tongue and throws the shotgun behind him, and you can hear it kind of bounce off a bed.
Who's in that room, Greg?
Becker and Laura. And the dog. Aaron Lang turns towards you guys. I need you to fucking explain all of this now. I want to trust you. I want to solve this case. I want to do this case. Tell me everything. Everything.
Okay. We will. I promise you. Trust me, you know a lot more than you think.
You grab the gun. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't stop you. He doesn't do anything. He sits down in a stool and puts his head in his hands.
I slowly look around. Is there a pot of coffee in this building?
You can see it off to the right.
I grab the pot of coffee. I put the gun down in the corner of the kitchen.
Greg steps back into the room and kind of closes the door. Looks around, looking at Lang, actually, who's just kind of sitting there with his head in his hands. Jerry, what are you doing? Ray, what are you guys doing?
Do I hear the rest of that conversation at all?
Kind of, bits and pieces.
Do I hear the guns drop?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How about, what do I notice? I'm a little farther away. Nothing?
No, probably not. Maybe shadows moving inside?
I'm going to slowly open the front door.
Okay, and you peek in. Roy, you're making your way over to the coffee pot. Caleb, what are you doing?
Keep an eye on the bedroom.
Door's closed.
Lang, what's he doing in there?
Greg is outside. Greg is outside of this room. He closed the door behind him as he walked in.
Oh, shit. Never mind. And Greg doesn't have his gun.
No.
I slowly put my gun on the kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm. And Greg kind of hesitantly just kind of like steps a little bit closer.
I go to let Jerry in.
You go to the back, and he's talking basically at the back of Caleb's head and the back of Roy's head as Greg talks. We don't want to fucking kill you guys, but look, you got to be honest with us here. Okay, maybe this was over the top, but you guys have not been honest with us, and I need you to be honest with us. You let Jerry in. Jerry, you step in as you see Caleb approach.
Yeah, I kind of say, is everything okay? I heard the shots. We're good.
I don't say anything, just very slowly, making sure my movements are very choreographed.
Yep.
Slowly hobbling.
I'm like, whatever. I'm not moving. I'm not doing it. I say, Lang, like I'm in the back corner. I'm like, Lang, like, look, before we talk about anything, you need to answer right fucking now. Why do you think Longo is involved? Because if you don't answer right fucking now, I guarantee you a whole swarm of his guys are going to show up in about 10 minutes.
He's got his head down still, and he's listening to you, and he points at the coffee pot. You look at the coffee pot, look over to the left, there's a piece of paper sitting right next to the coffee pot.
Look at it.
Gonna just fucking blow his head off, and then when the cops came here, be like, yeah, they held him up.
I know, that's the truth.
But they held him up, so I had to kill him. Like, that right, yeah, it was over. Yeah. It was over if he,
dude,
if he took that.
Such a sick moment that he blows up the radio, and then you send in the...
Yeah. Dude. If I peek that corner there, I think one of you guys get your heads blown off.
I think or you me. Just walked in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think if I would've, like, done anything... Except stand outside right there and just stay quiet. Or the window thing was like, I wanted to try to separate them. Right. Because then if shit would have kept going, I would have just tried to turn and take a shot at.
Right. I was thinking that too.
At Lang. But if I would have pushed there and while he was in that fucking manic state, like, I someone's head, someone was getting painted, bro. Someone.
Did you bring up people reaching a zero breaking point because Lang just did zero sanity
yeah.
points?
No. So, slowly you grab this paper off of the side counter next to the coffee pot. Greg Atkins kind of steps a little bit closer, and he's talking as you're reading over the document. Look, okay, Lang might have gone a little bit haywire, but he's got a fucking point. Okay, I don't think you guys are in on it, but the signs are pointing there. Jerry, Caleb opens up the door. And Ray, you can see from here, Caleb opens up the door and you can see Jerry right up front.
So they're both in the doorway.
Yeah.
At this point, I just start walking towards the door.
Okay.
Gun's still out.
Yeah. And you can hear sirens in the distance.
I walk in. I kind of like go past. Like, I want to walk in.
Mm-hmm. And you see the scene as I've described.
I'm holding this door open for a hobbled Jerry. Wait mm-hmm. until Jerry gets fully through.
Jerry makes his way in. Ray, roll alertness.
43 on an 80.
You hear... on the door off to your left.
I run to the door.
Run to the door, open the door immediately.
Open it up. Yeah.
Clompered by Sarge as he jumps up into your torso, and then almost like I imagine it's almost like he like gets a hold of himself and then sits down at attention, and you kind of peek in over and you can see sitting on the bed Bastian Becker and Laura Gossman.
Doctor, Laura, how you guys keeping up?
Becker answers, fine.
I am very sorry about all of this. And I exit the room. What the fuck happened here? You want me to call these boys off?
tire treads approaching.
You called boys into...
Oh yeah, I called them. Because no one answered, and I can see why.
Aaron Lang still with his head in his hands. Greg. Ray, it's... It's...
Tell me, am I calling them off?
Greg says... Call them off.
Okay. I go outside with Sarge, and I just kind of stand out by the barrel.
Okay. Make your way out as these cars are approaching up. Roy, you're still reading over that document. Becker, who you guys have not noticed up until this point, kind of comes into the door frame out of the bedroom. And he's talking towards Roy, who's probably still reading the document, and says, How did you know Weiss was dead? How did you know Weiss was dead? How did you know that I would have that picture? This all makes sense. What he is saying, that you are involved deeply in this. He's not wrong in these assumptions that he's making, these logical conclusions that he's coming to. This is not a bizarre theory to hold.
I'm starting to get sick of you, Becker. And I walk over to the table and I put the letter onto the table. And I look at Lang. I'll flash it to everybody, assuming everyone's in here. I look at Lang and I say, Where'd you get this?
It was in the documents that Greg had. You have it too, you just weren't fucking looking at it. And guess what? Guess what? And he looks up and you can see his eyes bloodshot. His hair kind of hanging over the top of his forehead. He made lieutenant a month after that.
I see that. Sergeant Glenn Longo. Okay.
You didn't know that?
No.
Tell me that. Tell me you didn't know that.
I didn't. No one in this.
Tell me you're stupid and not evil. Tell me you're stupid and not evil.
I am a fucking.
You're a fucking idiot.
I am.
Can I walk over to the letter?
Yeah. Make your way over to the letter. Ray, the cars pull up. Three police squad cars come out and immediately dump out all the men who have aforementionedly been mentioned. You see Gaines at the forefront, followed by Merritt and Bill Middleton behind him, Jay Ortega, Shane Whitaker, all kind of come out, look towards you for attention. Dwayne kind of steps up to you. Detective.
Hey, boys, I know I sounded urgent before. Lang was just doing a... Such a good job hunkering down here in his hiding spot that, well, it almost turned into a little bit of a confrontation before he realized it was his own boys coming to check up and find him. So,
Gaines holsters his weapon.
Yeah, I hate to, stop the party, but, it seems like we got everything under control here. I mean, we're chit-chatting inside. Becker's in there. Laura Gossman's in there. I mean, I got Sarge. He's all safe.
Mm-hmm. So, you found Officer Lang?
We did. Yeah, he's,
AWOL designation, or is he on duty? Is he in his right mind? Is he in his right state?
I don't know yet. I was in the car, in my truck. My radio's in my truck. I'm sure you passed it back there, I only went in just to briefly assess the scene. Sarge was, calling at the door for me. He came busting out, and then I came out here because I heard you guys pulling up. So I got to go in there and get a better assessment of the scene. But,
all right. You want us to come in? You want us to take perimeter? What are your orders?
Set up a perimeter right now. Hey, you don't have to hunt him down or anything. There's, just see if you got eyes on a couple homeless fellows around this barrel a little bit ago. I mean, they might have scurried off. You might not find them, but, We're just trying to account for everyone here.
Okay. All right. We'll take a look around. And he steps away, and the other officers follow suit.
And I want to head back to the trailer after that.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron Lang continues. He goes, I fucking... I was going through the documents. Like I said, Greg made two copies. We were going through them, and I read that, and something just fucking snapped in me, and nothing else made sense other than you were fucking in on it. And I'm not 100% convinced right now, but I'll hold on hope that you are not, because I don't have any other fucking choice. I don't have any fucking avenues to go through. I don't have nothing other than you. So I need you. I need this to not be true. That's what I need. And you kind of walk in, Ray, as this conversation's going on. You guys are passing the document back and forth. Tell me, at least, is it true that you don't believe everything that RJ said?
Man, yes. Fuck yes. Of course it is. Are you kidding me? Where the fuck is RJ? You don't know that, do you? Let me ask. And you know what? I think this is more important right now, Lang, is when's the last time you got some sleep? And I look at Atkins, I say, you fucking let this fucking sleep-deprived man run the show?
Roll dodge.
.93 on a .34.
Aaron Lang stands up and cold cocks you right across the face. One swift punch, you're gonna lose 1 point of damage. Fuck you, Roy. Sleep. You said that when RJ went away, huh? That it was my fault that I didn't get enough sleep. How much fucking bullshit have you spewed that we just have to believe, huh? That all this shit happened in the fucking storage locker. What, and I can't have something that happened to me? Fuck you. You're a hypocrite and you're a fucking liar. Don't ask me how much sleep I've had. How much sleep have you had? When was the last time you went home? You think that you have a monopoly on this case, that it's only allowed to be important to you? Fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't say anything.
Lang, do you track this, this task force back to anything?
No, I ran it. Doesn't look like it's anything. I could take some time and actually do some deep digging, but all I was able to find out, because the only thing that was important to me was whether or not Longo got a promotion after this. And he did. And the whole Nancy thing. My God, I mean, I went there. Okay, I got the call first. I went there and I looked over all of Middleton's notes, and then I went through and I talked to people, nurses, practitioners, doctors, all that kind of stuff for any kind of eyewitness testimony. Best I got is that this woman, and I showed them a picture, the picture from Bobby's wallet. They said it was her, maybe a little bit older. Nurse came in, talked to her, and they went out, stairwell, third floor. She went out the window. That window is too high for anyone to get pushed out of. She did it herself. Okay, I looked over the body. It looked, you know, like a suicide. And I got something else, too. And he points over to the corner of the room where there's a cardboard box standing on a small coffee table.
Well, I walk over to it. Fuck it.
Smaller, it's about the size of a shoebox. And it looks like it's unmarked. All four of the flaps on the top are kind of folded in on each other to keep it keep closed.
Open it up.
A small plastic bag, clear plastic bag, looks like it's filled with ashes. Aaron Lang from over your shoulder says, "Say hello to Marvin."
Marvin who?
Gossman.
Figure Marsha's motive was to kill Nancy, take the kid like she took Bobby, so I beat her to the punch.
Fuck.
If it's not that, then I have no idea why she did it. And he kind of shakes out his hand, looks at it, and it's red from punching Roy.
Lang, I might just be as, might just be the dumbest guy in this room, but I mean, so what? Longo was forced to work with Winners in Minneapolis.
Why didn't he mention it? Did he mention it? Is there something that I'm being kept out of? Because I think that if we were investigating the chief of police of a neighboring county, that we might actually say that we worked with that person before we do any kind of investigation into him. Am I wrong?
And if it was this big of an investigation to get him a promotion like that?
Maybe even offhanded. Hey, oh, I know this guy. I worked on a fucking task force with him and got a promotion right after.
He ever say anything to any of you guys?
Not that I recall. Look, I can't lie to you, little Lang. Yeah, that's a good hunch, but that's all that it is a good hunch. You really want to tell me you know that this is why he's a bad guy?
I don't think that he's a bad guy. Okay, 5 minutes ago I thought you were a bad guy because this, on top of all the other shit, which does require an answer, by the way, for my continued support in this fucking case. RJ said that Caleb knew him, worked with him. You didn't do anything. Weiss is dead because of you. Mike McAllister is dead because of you. I have no proof that you didn't do that. You understand?
You think Weiss is dead because of me? What? That's fucking absurd. Do you hear yourself?
Becker chimes in. He's not wrong. That is a good point. I'm not saying because of, but you obviously had knowledge that you did not share with us regarding Weiss Clay. You met with him prior. He told you something that you're not telling us because you knew that I had that picture on my person when you and I were driving in the car.
He.
And now you say he's in your head. No, this does not make any...
Is he fucking still hiding in the room?
Like, No. He's like peeking his head out.
I fucking put my hand right up against his neck and I press him back up against the door.
And he... jolts back.
So you never fucking listen to him, and now you want to fucking have your theories?
And he just, like, looks at you, like, wide-eyed.
I knee him in the stomach. I back away.
Knee him in the stomach. He crumples to the ground.
I turn and say, there's nothing... I'm not hiding... Shit! Caleb was with me! I point to Caleb. We're not hiding anything about fucking Weiss Clay, all right?
And this is Aaron Lang, you don't think that it's a little suspicious that these people who tend to know a lot about all this shit end up dead when you get involved?
You don't think it's a little suspicious that RJ went missing on your fucking watch? But guess what, Lang? I believe you.
No, you don't.
I believe you,
didn't.
Lang.
You didn't 5 minutes ago. You didn't when it happened.
You're right. Fucking days ago, I thought we were high, all right? We weren't high. Doug Caliburn turned into a fucking mouth monster. RJ went missing. And we don't know what the fuck's going on with him. And I point to Jerry. Look, frankly, I'm done with this. Shut the fuck up. Get in the fucking room. Bring the kids out. I swear to God. And I point my pistol out. I'm like, get the fuck in the room right fucking now, Lang. I'm done with you. Get in there. I trusted you for days, goddammit. You're fucking brand new.
He looks at you. You're echoing exactly what I just fucking said. You understand that? And he's backing up as he's like,
I'm following
walking
him.
Back
I'm like, you understand it's 2 a.m. You need some fucking sleep. We're all tired.
You need fucking sleep. I don't need sleep.
You need to shut, and I'm walking towards him, the fuck up. Get in the room. I'm talking to my detectives.
He gets in the room, hands up, and kind of like pulls.
This is the room
Becker in.
With the windows shut, granted. Like, no glass shattered.
No, this is the one with the shattered window.
Yeah.
Roy, I'm not gonna fucking go anywhere.
I turn to Ray. You told him watch perimeter?
Yeah.
I shut the door.
Mm-hmm. And Greg Atkins, who's still in the room, kind of like scratches his temple.
Yeah, he can stay. Where? What?
Where's the shotgun in the room, the other shotgun?
One shotgun is on the bed in the bedroom
that Lang is in.
Yeah. And Greg can kind of sense some sort of discourse and says, look, he's got a fucking point. Okay, yeah, he went a little haywire, but
a little.
Yeah, I mean, considering
he let off a shotgun shot
and
thought someone died,
could have easily have been in anyone else's head. I'm saying he's not wrong. Okay? All of this is a little suspicious, and we're all on the same page. We're all trying to get to the bottom of this, okay? Lock up the people who need to be locked up. Kill the people who need to be killed. Whatever. Okay? Lang's going through a rough time, okay? And Roy, he doesn't need sleep, okay? He needs to get to the bottom of this, same as you do.
Yo. Lang's going through a rough time. You hear that? You hear that, Roy?
Oh, poor bastard.
You hear that?
That poor fucking
bastard. Wait a second. How involved were you? You were at Blue Coda. You met with these people. You never heard anything about Longo?
No, I didn't.
Till now? And now you're going off his hunches just because?
No, I'm
and
listening
then it's
to
us,
Aaron Lang,
right?
Because Aaron makes a compelling argument.
You know more than anybody here.
You
you're the
were
one,
working for
you're
them.
You're the one that brought the document.
And there's things that I don't know. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about a lot of stuff.
You wouldn't have heard anything about this?
Look, okay. God's honest truth. Aaron went through the documents. Like he said, I made two copies. And he kind of went off the rail. I don't think you guys are involved. You wouldn't have...
Why'd you have shotguns pointed at my partners?
Shut up for a second and let me talk, please. You wouldn't have let me go if you were involved. You would have killed me and that would have been it. Okay? But Aaron is right. There's stuff that you guys aren't telling us or haven't told us. And we're all trying to work towards the same thing. I'm sorry for pointing a shotgun at you, okay? But I thought it was the right call. Aaron's not wrong. He made some logical jumps, okay? Sure. But he's not wrong, because his base argument is that... you're not being completely honest with us about everything. We all want to solve this case. And if you were in my shoes, you would have done the same thing. Same with Aaron. I'm not going to apologize for what I did. I apologize for pointing a gun at you, sure. But he's right. Throw us halfway in, halfway out. We can't figure out the whole case like that. We can't help you like that. There is something very wrong with Aaron right now. And that's a separate issue.
Where'd you make the second copy at?
Same place I did. I kept it with my own belongings. If something happened to you guys, then I didn't want it all to be for nothing.
What do we do, guys? What do we do?
For the listening audience, could we please read that document that Aaron Lang is so obsessed about?
Sure. It's, looks like a report, sort of a report. It doesn't really say anything specific. It just mentions, it's from the United States Marshal Service, U.S. State's Attorney, State of Minnesota, State of Wisconsin. It's from February 7th, 1963. Judge Matthias Greenlaw, Minnesota Attorney General. OCDETF Task Force 1187C. Task Force Heads, Harold J. Grouder, USMS Area Deputy Director, Daniel Winters, Deputy Chief of Police, Minneapolis, Benjamin Hodgins, Police Chief Linwood. Please confirm the following members for ensuing Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force 1187C, United States Marshal Service, Marshal Devin Allister, Marshal Robert Dice, Minneapolis Police Department, OFC Harrison Farfan, OFC Erwin Fontes, OFC Douglas Castile, Sergeant Caden Hossman, Lieutenant Tanner Trammell, Linwood Police Department, Officer Elias Gertsch, Officer Jeffrey Kirkland, Sergeant Glenn Longo, Lieutenant Colby Galloway. Wait. What's Galloway's job now?
Captain?
He's captain?
Correct.
I guess I wouldn't mention a captain before this.
What was he there?
He was lieutenant. Then he moved to captain. I was wondering, yeah, I guess that's the step between that and chief of police. Who the fuck was a captain before? Yeah, Hodgins is still chief of police, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't say a whole ton. It's just that they worked with Winters.
Yeah.
And it was whatever his biggest case was to move up. I don't know.
Greg Atkins still standing there.
You got the rest of this folder?
I do.
Hold out my hand.
No. You have a copy of it. I'm not going to give you my copy. That's fucking ridiculous.
I'm not going to take it out of the trailer. Just let me look through it real quick.
He hands it over. And he looks at Roy. Look, don't blame Aaron for his reaction. That's a fair reaction.
Obviously, we're all frustrated tonight. All right. I can't remember when I got sleep last. Maybe I don't know. I want to talk with my detectives. Frankly, I don't care if you're here. I just don't want Becker. I don't want Lang here.
Fine. Look. Don't stick him in a room. At least let us go walk outside. Get some air.
Ray, do they outside know that Lang's in here?
Yeah, I told him everyone was in here. Let me just go brief Lang real quick before he interacts with the other officers so he doesn't blow his cover.
All right.
Walk up to the door, and it opens rather quickly. Sarge still at your heels, kind of sitting at attention. Aaron Lang opens the door, and you can see him, and you've seen Aaron Lang. I've said it before in this session, but he looks worse for wear. And he just looks at you.
I pat Sarge to sit where he is, mm-hmm. and I go in the room and shut the door.
Okay. Go in the room and shut the door.
With Lang.
Mm-hmm. Lang steps back, and you can see Becker sitting on a bureau, and Laura sitting crisscross applesauce on the bed.
What did you do with LaRocca?
He's out back. He died on the drive over.
From his wounds?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so?
We didn't hit him. We didn't do anything. Tried to bring him into the trailer here and he wasn't breathing. No pulse.
I hit like a lamp or something, like whatever's close.
Lamp
I just
shatters. You guys hear from inside the bedroom this shattering sound as a lamp breaks and one of the only lights in here kind of goes dim. Laura kind of gets up off the bed and kind of shuffles backwards and Bastion kind of like grabs her hand.
All right. You guys want to step outside, get some fresh air? Becker and Laura.
And they kind of nod and shuffle past you. You guys see Becker and Laura come out of the bedroom. And Aaron Lang kind of still looking at you.
They asked me what your condition was. And I vouched for you before I even knew what the situation was, Lang. Remember that.
you would do the same exact thing. The same exact thing.
I've been doing it for almost a decade. Get the fuck outside.
He walks past you and kind of like bumps your shoulder on the way out. Takes two steps and then kind of like steadies himself and walks out towards the front door. You guys see Aaron Lang exit the bedroom, walk outside. And the four of you are alone within the trailer of the late Nancy Gossman. Thoughts swirling along with a police perimeter that is set up outside. Multiple officers you can see coming in and out of your viewpoint out of the front door as they are walking around taking inventory. Bastian Becker, Aaron Lang, Greg Atkins, and Laura Gossman step outside as you are left alone. And that is where we're going to pick up next session.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.